And this is my favourite story of the day. Red Bull. You know Red Bull, the energy drink?
Yes, indeed.
In America, they have been sued successfully for $13 million. Well, they didn't lose the case, but they settled out of court for $13 million because someone sued them because drinking Red Bull didn't actually give them actual wings. There you go. Someone in America has sued Red Bull.
And they settled out of court?
Well, they just didn't want the hassle, so they said, all right, there you go.
$13 million?
Yeah. $13 million. Red Bull have been sued because it doesn't actually give you wings that can make you actually fly like a bird.
Is it too late to jump on that bandwagon, do you think?
I think you have to be an American citizen in order. Apparently it applies to anybody who's ever bought the drink between the 1st of January 2002 and October the 3rd, 2014. Slight. I mean, you're bound to have had a Jaeger bomb at least once in that time, right?
Is it because they haven't been explicit enough on their packaging and using their advertising and stuff?
They just say it's because it's kind of false advertising. It doesn't actually give you wings. And that is nonsense. I mean, come on. You have to be really stupid to think, you know, where's my wings? I haven't got a fine pair there on my back. Yeah, madness.
Well, I've been using Fairy Liquid all my life.
Yeah.
And I've got hands like builders.
Yeah.
So maybe I could take them to task over that.
Well, I'm going to sue Cadbury's because I had a crunchy once on a Tuesday and it made no difference whatsoever. Didn't feel like Friday at all. So I had to have another one because I was depressed. But I tell you what, let's do a list. Let's do a list of companies that we could sue because of false advertising. Crunchies don't really make it feel like Friday on a Tuesday. Fairy Liquid, I mean, surely it gives you soft hands. No, let me touch. Oh, no, you're right. Those are
sandpaper.
Those are pretty rough, aren't they? Okay. Yeah.
John in Bathgate's been in touch.
Yeah.
And he simply says, I used Lynx shower gel on Saturday night. Then I went to Club Earth in Livingston. Waited all night to be mobbed by the hot girls.
Yeah.
Went home alone.
Oh, no.
Oh,
yeah,
John.
That's got to be worth a couple of million, hasn't
it?
Yeah. Vince from Edinburgh on the phone. Who are you going to sue, Vince?
Skittles. Have you ever touched or felt the rainbow?
I have never felt a rainbow.
I've never managed to get close enough. I mean, you think you know where it starts and you get there and it's not.
Yeah, okay, and it's Skittles' fault, Arlene. That's got to be worth a couple of million.
I think so.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You're welcome, Boogie. Bye.
See ya. Fourth one. Hiya, who's this?
Hello, it's Angie.
Hello, Angie.
I'm just wondering about false advertising.
Yeah, where are you, Angie?
South Queensferry just now.
What are you upset about?
Well, I've used a particular sanitary product and I still can't mountain bike or ride a boat.
But you must be pretty good on a horse, though, surely.
The poor horse plays dead when it sees me.
Oh, well, there's the best call of the week so far.
Thanks, Biggie. See you later.
Have a great day.